Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Sirius FM as well as Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, The Bliss of Marriage. The date today is the 29th of Rabiul Akhir, 1447, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 22nd of October, 2025. Our listeners can send in their messages, their queries, questions to the number 084-786-3132. WhatsApps, if you're in a foreign country, +27 84 786 3132. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Shall we start with Mufti Saab's headlines?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 29th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447, and day in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine. It is the 30th, so automatically tomorrow is the 1st. And hours tonight we must scan the sky, is 27 hours old, the moon. So inshallah it will be sighted, inshallah, in multiple places. That will usher in the month of Jumad al-Ula. From tonight after Maghrib and tomorrow will be the 1st, globally, internationally, inshallah. So read, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. The words Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin are mentioned in Abu Dawood. So that's the first thing that we should do. Regarding the tafsir for today, which I'll do live inshallah, is Surah Yunus. And remember that is chapter number 10 and verses number 37 to verse number 40. 37 to verse 40 will be today's lesson, insha'Allah al-Aziz. And thereafter, remember that this afternoon we will go to Costa, insha'Allah, that's in the northwest province, about 45-50 minutes away from Rustenburg. And insha'Allah, Haji Suleiman Yaqub, Allah reward him and his family, come fetch me and pick us up, you understand? My wife will also come, insha'Allah. And we'll be going to Costa, so we should be there Asr time. And the program is after Maghrib tonight. So first of Jumad al-Ula, inshallah, once the moon is sighted. So then we will kick off our program, inshallah, in Northwest and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala Qabool Farmai. Globally, internationally, these are the major stories trending, as they say nowadays. So number one, you must remember MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, is going there to America. Why is he going to America? He says the deal America made with Qatar, he wants the same deal. You see that? Israel must not attack them, and they will give the money for arms and all these things and so forth. So I wonder what the Washington Post will write, because we can never forget there was a journalist and his name was Jamal Khashoggi. And Jamal Khashoggi used to work for them, for the Washington Post. And this person slaughtered him, made kurbani of him, and they put chemicals on his body. The whole body basically disappeared. So understand this there. So there will be huge protest, inshallah, and people will go and disgrace him even further. What you did in Yemen, what the ulama and people are in jail, and all these things there, inshallah. Sanamaz in Makkah, Medina, bikini beaches there in Jeddah, and then all the gays and prostitutes and all that you bring there to Riyadh and so forth. So all this we hope and pray he'll get more disgraced, inshallah, Aziz. See, Ehud Barak, one of the former prime ministers of Israel. So now he's a jutla, he's a prime minister, he was prime minister, but he's raping the 15-year-old girls. Where? In that Epstein file. So remember, therefore, that whole Epstein file, they're just trying to keep it hush-hush. It's got very juicy, loosey details. And this lady who committed suicide this year in Virginia, so she said that he raped her also when she was 15 years old. You see how things are working out now. So two. And then three, all of you remember, you got 3 days this week, and you got 5 days next week, 8 days, and then you have weekend, you got 10 days, Saturday, Sunday. That those of you who want to make claims against Sahuk and so forth, so just send us a message and just write Sahuk, we'll send you the form. And there's three different email addresses. This morning also I received, that person said they took my 1,500, they never returned, did nothing and all. I said, you must claim for it, 100%. You must, whether it's 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, 20,000, you, your wife or whatever and all that, so you must claim it. And they don't want to refund you, then you must send message to us with their reply. Then we will take them up on it, insha'Allahul Aziz. And the last one will be that we all should make special dua still for Gaza and for Palestine, the West Bank and so forth. Gaza, that Kushner, who's the biggest harami also, he thinks he's the son-in-law of Trump, they can do as they want to and so forth. So you must remember, he said, that portion of Gaza where the Israeli army is, there we can start construction already. Imagine, they steal the land, they still occupy the land, and they're speaking of construction. I think, I can't say 100%, but I think maybe as a punishment for them, the Jutlas and the Jews, you must remember that it's in their DNA, that we must steal, you see. So some Israeli went there to Thailand. So Thailand, if you know Bangkok, all that, lot of churches and temples and all that, you see. So that they call it temples. So because of the Buddhist religion. So this one, Israeli went, and then he stole the donation money from the temple also. Who can do such low things? All these swines and pigs and monkeys and donkeys and dogs, remember. All these words are mentioned in the Quran Sharif. For them, you understand, for the Jutlas. And the last one is the West Bank. Every day, every week, they are stealing, occupying more and more land. Take out, kick out the Palestinian families in the West Bank, and then one Jutla family will come and stay there. So they call it annexation, you see that? So that is how the Jutlas are. But Allah Jalla Wala will decimate, destroy them. That is a promise of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala punish them immediately, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and Allah protect the Ummah from the evil of the, so you must, of the Jutlas and the Zionists, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, building up from yesterday's conversation, a person says, I messaged ChatGPT about the genocide. We had a good conversation. It was very sympathetic. It said Netanyahu and Trump's hearts are hardened. I can send the conversation. There is a way to speak to it to get the replies we want.
So, no, you don't have to send nothing to us. We don't have time for it. You must remember that. If you just read the news I sent out yesterday, last night, or this morning. I know this morning I sent it out. I don't know if you received my correspondence and all that. So they have spent not millions, Israel, America, they have spent billions of dollars. So that the ChatGPT and what all this, you must remember, that speak about Israel favorably. You see that? So to say they are very sympathetic, all nonsense talk all this. You must remember that. We don't want nobody's sympathy, empathy. You must say straightforward, Israel is guilty of war crimes. Israel is guilty of ethnic cleansing. Israel is guilty of crimes against humanity. And it must be such a country that must be wiped off the state, the face of this earth. So if they give that kind of answer, then we will say they give proper answer. Otherwise, this wishy-washy talk, you must remember to fool the people.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for a male to use pants and t-shirt out of Salah?
Yesterday also we had that question there. So you must remember, ask other questions. Gee.
What duration can you wear mozas and what hours are they?
So you must remember, moza means the leather socks and so forth and so on, the khufain as you call. So Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, he grew up in a place where there were so many Shias in his time. So when they asked him for Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, ma aqidatu ahli sunnah wal jama'ah, what is the belief and the creed of the ahli sunnah wal jama'ah? So remember, he said what? He said, antufaddila shaykhain, you must give virtue preference to shaykhain. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma, and these kafir Shias, they say they're not Muslims. So when a Khomeini and his ilk, la'natullah alayhim, so you must remember that. So what's the hadith in Tirmidhi, the starting? So just look for the famous hadith, فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. So you'll find it there quickly. So you must remember, therefore we have to curse them. And therefore you must remember that, you know, I'm thinking of this and this hadith just came. So just look for the starting.
That's إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ
يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِ. There's it there. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَجْزَكَ الْخَيْرِ. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِ فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. So that's the hadith in Tirmidhi. You see that? So you must remember, therefore we have to curse the Shias. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to curse them. Then, أَنْتُفَدِّلَ الشَّيْخَيْنِ وَتُحِبَّ الْخَتَنَيْنِ. And you love the two son-in-laws. You can't say you love Sayyidina Ali and you hate Sayyidina Usman. Even Sayyidina Ali they don't love, but they just use him, you see, to this type of things. Otherwise, if you see the people who murdered and martyred Sayyidina Ali were the Shia themselves. Abdul Rahman bin Muljim, you must remember, was from the Shia'an Ali. He took bay'ah on Sayyidina Ali's hand and then he murdered him. In the books is written it's the Khawarij who killed him. So the Khawarij were initially Shia. So you must understand these things there, you see that. So anyway, so that is what happens. And then they hate Sayyidina Usman, they say Allah forbid. So that makes them kufr also, kafir. And that is second one. Third one, وَتَرَى الْمَسْحَ عَلَى الْخُفَيْنِ. And you consider مَسْحَ عَلَى الْخُفَيْنِ to be permissible. When I went to Iran, I just used to play like an actor, like, you know. I don't know what the hell is going on, but my eyes and ears and brains were all functioning properly. So deliberately, I used to go there. I used to make wuzu in the hotel and just go there. Obviously, I don't read Salat with them, but I want to see and observe what they doing, you see. In one day, they knew that this person is Sunni, not Shia. So I used to go there. Not one place I saw, whether it was there, Tehran, or whether Isfahan, or whether Shiraz, or whether it was Qum, or wherever, you understand? So, or Ray, you understood? Ray is a twin city next to Tehran. See what I'm doing, Molana. You see this, the feet like this. So they just make masa like this. They make masa alal qadamain. So they don't make ghuslu rijlain. They don't wash the feet. They don't make masa alal khufain. They make masa alal qadamain. You ask them why you do that, they will see come in the Quran. Wamsahu bi ru'usikum wa arjulikum ila al-ka'bain. So the kirat, both are good kirats. You must remember, wa arjulakum and wa arjulikum. So we say the meaning of it is this, like Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah taught us. When you say he taught us, you could read his books in it. So wa arjulakum ilal ka'bain means that you wash your feet. And wa arjulikum means masa al khufain. You see? But they reject all this year of Masal al-Khufayn and all that is Shia's Kufar. How they reject Salatul Taraweeh and all. So anyway, let's carry on now. So how does the muddat in the period of it? Now the time is, you must remember, that, for example, was the time, just say 11:30. It's not 11:30, it's still 6-7 minutes left. We just say 11:30 to make life easy. So let's say the time now is 11:30, right? So in a case like that, so now you made wudu, everything, you wore it. 12 o'clock, your wudu broke, you see. So you don't work from 11:30, you work from 12 o'clock, the time when your wudu broke. So from that time there, you can make masa on it. And till tomorrow, 12 o'clock, if you are a mukim, and that is you are a resident, and you are a musafir, you are a traveler, then 72 hours, you must remember that. So tomorrow is what? Thursday, then Friday, then Saturday, like that. Unless you have to take a ghusl, which is compulsory and all that, then you must remove it, you must remember that. So you can't say that you'll just make masa and all that for ghusl. That's not permissible, you must remove it, so we must not get confused with these issues.
Mufti Sahib, will wudu be accepted if one makes wudu without the satr being covered?
Yes, in the bathroom, how? So when we bath in all the wudu, satr is covered. So you must remember that. So you must remember that you wash your hands, you make istinja, you make wudu. Some people maybe wear a lungi or something like that, but 90-95%, we ourselves, what lungi and all that. So we hardly anybody wears that now. So in a case like that, wudu is valid, 100% valid, remember that. It's not necessary you must be covered when making wudu. It can be exposed also, like bathing and all that. So then it's done, no problem.
Mufti Sahib, we're not receiving broadcasts on our decoders. It seems that all Johannesburg stations are affected. Please advise.
So must be again. It's working. By us, everything is working. Yeah, by us, everything is working. So you must remember, just check with your technicians on your side. You know, the people who are, you must remember there. Or maybe there's something wrong. Somebody fiddled with your radio or something, and then you'll change the frequency. And then, Alhamdulillah, Suleiman just informed me, yeah. Our live stream is working, our radio is working, and Alhamdulillah, everything is working with our, on our side. So I don't know, maybe, you know, somebody fiddled there, or maybe some rain or whatever it is. So just check with some technician on your side, and inshallah, they'll help you out. Or just give them this thing, Tobela's number or this thing's number. They just type it out and send it to them, because you got that number there. So type out Tobela's number and send it to them, or Junaid Khan's number and send it to them, and then you can refer to them, inshallah, our two main engineers. In it.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, my brother bonded my father's house. My father said he wasn't aware of the bond at that time. The house got taken away because he couldn't pay. Now my father says he helped his son as a daughter. I do not have any right to claim anything from him. I should go fight for my deceased husband's share. My brother and sister phoned and started swearing me over the phone, saying I'm dying for that share. My father has cancer and always complains, so he complains to us about his son and daughter, but I believe that this is a total different person.
So you must remember that, I'm not 100% sure, you must remember the question whether the father is alive or is deceased or what. Anyway, cut long story short, whatever the son did or whatever the daughter did, and they took a bond and they put the house on their name, and whatever golmol they did is all haram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ghashana falaysa minna, and it is compulsory, mandatory upon you. If the house was on the father's name, you have to return it to the father. If the house was on the father's name and he's deceased, then you put it back onto the mother's name. You see that? Imagine we Muslims, and now we are stealing from our own father and our own mother and such people. So what the hell are you up to? You must remember, you go straight to hell. What you cursing your parents for and saying that you're dying for that house or dying for the property? You're worse than that, you must remember that. You're stealing and usurping the rights of your own parents. Quran Kareem states, you must remember Surah 4, verse number 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. Whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regarding the inheritance, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. And then you go beyond the limits. This what you got now is all ill-gotten gain. You must remember that you crooked it and you deceived your father or whatever. So you must remember Allah says, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah dispatches such people to Jahannam for very, very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for them there's a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. So no sense becoming just emotional and speaking ill, bad about your father or mother or both of them and saying they're so greedy. You all are the ones who are the greedy ones and haram ones, you must remember that. So all what you did is all haram and nothing belongs to you and so forth. In fact, the father, mother, they are alive, they should give everything to the other children and they can deprive you in that case there. So you must remember in the lifetime, that will be permissible also.
Mufti Sahib, what's the way to get our du'as accepted?
So you must remember for our du'as to be accepted, first thing will be that our income, this one must... How is our income? Is it halal or is it haram? One. Two, what we consume. Now is weekend going to come just now. Then holidays will come. Sometimes people are very meticulous, particular regarding what they eat and drink when they're at home. But when they come holiday time, December is coming just now, and it's holiday time, they're moving it up, going Makkah, Medina, going Dubai, going here, there, everywhere. Then they just eat anything. You understand? They go Turkey, they go here. Yeah. They're seen a Muslim country, everything halal. The Muslim countries are the worst criminals on this year. So you must remember, I'm asking you one simple question. Do you really believe that all the chicken, you understand, all the meat in Dubai is halal? Do you really believe that all the chicken, all the meat in Pakistan is halal? Do you really believe that all the meat and all the chicken in Saudi Arabia is halal? You must be an idiot to think like that. You must remember that. These people don't care a damn. You must remember that. Their only interest is dessert, that the tourists must come more and more. And what must we do? That we must make millions out of them and billions out of them. It is a million, billion dollar industry. So therefore, what they going to worry about halal? And they just get one organization. This morning, I said it, Maulana Zahid Khan, this morning's program. I said, you see, Mufti Taqi Usmani, everything, very great alim, this, that. I know him, I studied there, everything. I saw his life, I saw his books. All. But three issues, we can't agree with him. You must listen carefully, Maulana Zahid, what I'm saying. So number one, we don't agree, you must remember with all this banking story of his and all that. And I told him that on his face, in Hilton Hotel in Cape Town, his son Imran was there and all that. And I even told him that Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib doesn't agree, and that his ustad also and my ustad. So Mufti Saeed Palampuri also doesn't agree. These are the giants of Indo-Pakistan and all that. So that's one. Two, all the digital photo business, all that. With the first one, you open the back door for riba and interest. With the digital photo discussion you made, all that, you open the back door for the movies and for cinema and all these things. And third one, I always say, his closeness to the government of Pakistan is going to be harmful for him. See, I'll show you how harmful it turned. We don't speak from our thumb and all that. I'm giving you reality, so you must remember that. The hadith, always what is in Quran Sharif and authentic hadith, 100% must become, you see it in your lifetime, or after your lifetime you died or something, then still it will happen, it will occur. So, man ata, you see, sultan, and you come to sultan, to king, prime minister, president, ruler, all that. You flatter them, praise them, all that, uf tutina. So hadith in Abu Dawood, you see, Allah will put you to trial. See Sudais and all of them. The same Sudais used to love him in the 90s and that. We used to read Tarawih behind him, cry with him, all these things. But now if he comes here also to us, we will never invite him here. You see that? will say today he turned a ghaddar, he turned a traitor to Islam. So now, Mufti Taqi, so now, in the Diniyat, listen to this, in the Diniyat, the religious studies in Pakistan, now in the primary and high school, or so what they did, they compiled a syllabi. So they got Shia says this, Sunni says this, Shia says this, Sunni says this, Shia says this, Sunni says this. Say, no, you must be, you see the word they use in Arabic is tasamuh. You must have a lot of tolerance. You ask these people there in Dubai, that how the hell Monday you guys, big buildings all got Diwali messages and the music is playing Bollywood and all these things. Say, no, we are, we make tasamuh. Tasamuh is what? We tolerate. So we say all your tolerating is all kufr, you must remember that, and shirk and this type of things. So they now want the Shias must tolerate the Sunnis must tolerate the Shias, and on that book there, Mufti Taqi's Taqadiz is there, the foreword is there. Now isn't that a crime? Many ulama objected on him, but the fact remains, you can object, but his book, his praising of that syllabi is there. Now, I'm asking you a simple question. Why did he do that? There's only one reason. Because of his what? His closeness to the government. You see that? If he writes against the government, he writes against the army, he writes against all their perks and everything they got, they'll forget, lose everything. He'll say, no, they'll turn the story around, they'll say, okay, then these people will harm our madrasa, our darulum, and so forth and so on. That's the standard answer they give. You understand? So the Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, you see, Tanvi was Mujaddid and Millat, therefore all these kind of issues, you know. He addressed it in such a manner, you must remember that in one sentence the khulasa is done. When he was asked about the Saudis and that he performed two hajj, so he said, Ye log najdi hai wajdi nahi. Ye log najdi hai wajdi nahi. These are najdis, they're not wajdis. They can't understand, you understand, the deen and tasawwuf and tazkiyah and all that. They don't want to understand. So same thing here also he wrote, Mautanvi Rahmatullah, Madrasa chalana koi farz ain nahi. Lekin apna iman ka hifazat karna, all that, ye farz ain. It's a very big statement. So now, by bootlicking the governments, are we really practicing our iman or are we making mudahana? Now you don't understand what is mudahana. Quran says, Waddu law tudhinu fayudhinun. They, the enemies, got the ardent desire that you must compromise, then they will compromise. So what Mufti Taqi did, you understand? He got his chamchas, they'll tell him. That there's one AK there, he says that on many issues, these three issues and some other issues, they totally do not accept your fatwas on all that. You can be Grand Mufti of Pakistan or whatever. So we must be clear on these things here. You see that? So what was the question you asked? This is the last one, the last question. So I answered it, but I just brought this also inside. Understood?
It was about that father and all of this.
Yeah, so you must remember that, you see. So now, today, we think we'll get away with it. You don't get away with it. You must remember, once you start becoming, soft, like the word he used, they know, they're very sympathetic. This is all a trick they use. You must remember that. And Quran teaches us Sahaba's quality. They said that Ruhama ubainahum, among themselves they were very kind, compassionate. Ashiddaw al kuffar, they were firm and stern against the kuffar, you see that? So they don't sympathize in all these things there with the kuffar like this. These are not non-Muslims only, these are Harbis. That we had war with them and so forth and so on. So we should know the difference between all the laws and all the rules as well.
Mufti Saab, what's your stance on women driving?
Remember in Islam, a person came and asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, Ma ra'yuka fi hadhihi al-mas'ala, ma ra'yuka fi hadhihi al-qadhiya. Sayyidina Umar took out his stick, you understand, his, you call it sambok, you understood? You know sambok, that whoop of his, you see, we say sambok, you see. We used to sell it in the shop and all this. So we know these things. Anybody steal, we give him a good hiding with some box, you know, like that. In the shop, and straight away justice, you see. So anyway, and the customers also help. Donor on Moy, give him Shaya, you see, like that. So you must remember, so Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu told him, you must know how to ask questions. There's no Rai business and all that. My Rai is this and your Rai. That you do in Mashura. When you got Mashura, that way we must we have the Ishtima, must we have the Ishtima in Joburg or Pretoria or yeah. They say, no, you must have it in Lodium. So next day is Lodium. Somebody sent it to me yesterday, you see. So that is fine in Mashura. In Masail, you can't say, what is your opinion, what is your opinion? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who said, my opinion, your opinion, all that means nothing. See what Quran Kareem states, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, and verse number 105. Surah 4, verse 105. Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitab. We reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif, bilhaq, truthfully. 100% it is the truth, preserved as the truth for all time, all places. What is your function, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Litahkuma bayna nas. So you pass the verdict amongst the people, bima araqallah. Like how Allah Ta'ala shows you. So when Allah is telling you that you must pass the verdict according to what Allah Ta'ala shows you, not your own opinion and all these things. So where my opinion, your opinion means anything. Therefore, if you study the fatwa, I got a whole book, Fatwa Umar bin Khattab. I hope I still got it, I didn't give it away. So Fatwa Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, you will see is written there, Iyaka wa ashab al-ra'i. You see that? Stay far away from these people who are opinionated. They say, my opinion, all that. That they are enemies of Innam Adauddin. They are the enemies of Islam. So it's wrong to ask a question, what is your opinion? You must say, what does the Sharia say regarding woman driving? That's how you pose the question. No opinion business. So the Quran is clear on that. I am asking you three questions. What answer you will give for chapter 33, verse 33? وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ الْإِبْرَةُ بِأُمُومِ الْأَلْفَاظِ لَا بِخُصُوصِ الْمَوْرِدِ. You take the general connotation, not for whom the verse was revealed. The verse was revealed for Aswaj Mutahharat, but it applies to all the ladies. So women must stay glued to their homes, must stay at home. Second one, you want, they must go outside, chapter 33, verse 33. So how will the ladies dress? وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. In the same verse, do not go and expose your beauty as they used to do in the first jahiliya and ignorance. Nowadays, the jahiliya haditha, jahiliya jadida, jahiliya thaniya. So this is the modern day ignorance we are living in, you see. So you know how you're going to dress and all that. Then when you ladies emerge from your house, which lady doesn't put makeup, which lady doesn't put lipstick, which lady doesn't posh herself up? 80-90% posh themselves up. They doll up themselves, you see that. So what Nabi alayhi salam said, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَى, when a lady emerges from her home, and then So you must remember when the lady emerges from home, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَى وَهِيَ مُتَعَطِّرَةٌ, and when she puts that itar and perfume and all these things there, lipstick and all, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, she passes the men. So now you're going to school, going to madrasa, going shopping, going here, and everyday story, فَهِيَ زَانِيَةٌ, she is an adulteress. Who's saying that? Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning you will be considered a loose lady. You won't be considered a moral lady. You see that? So now you'll say, no, we wear parda, we day. It doesn't matter. That still you are guilty of all this pushing yourself up, putting this smart powder and makeup and all these things here. Yeah? Behind the parda, there's a lot of things going on. You see that? Yesterday I went to meet Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, you see. So because I told him I'm traveling today. So we had good meeting, everything. So I was there by about 5:25 to 6, around there. And then till Maghrib, and then he was teaching Bukhari Sharif. So he asked me what time I will go. So I told him, so he said, all right. So I see, mashallah, I said, for the whole dars, you finish it up, and then I left, you see. So you must remember these kind of things here. So we discuss all these kind of issues also. What happens? We're not speaking about emergency, and that we're speaking about normal halat, and in, you understand, normal circumstances and so forth. So do you really think that you fulfill the criteria? You must remember that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Umme Humaida Sa'idiyya, when she said, I want to read Salat behind you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Masjid Nabawi. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, you read in your own house. Where's the hadith? At-Targhib wa Tarheeb. Who authenticated it? Sheikh Albani. What you will say then? When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't allow the ladies who are just staying opposite Masjid Nabawi to go to the Masjid. And now we want to allow our wives, our daughters, they go. You tell your husband, you understood. Sulaiman, I'm giving a nice story for you now. You must listen nicely. You see? Listen nicely. So now, before the story, I want to say this. Allah, he puts all these things. 101 things come in my mind. So you must, the wife tell the husband, you understood, that I'm going to the shop, I'm going here and there. Suddenly she's gone on the pedal court, and there they're pedaling away. But who are you pedaling? How many marriages have broken? One of these lawyers or so, they wrote a wonderful article, I must get it, you see. How this pedal sport, or if you want to call it a sport or what, game or what, so it is for the elite and the super rich. So the poor people, they can't afford it, you see. That soccer, you just get a ball and you play, you see. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but now the pedal is 1 per hour, they'll charge, and then you need this, you need that, all these things here. Yeah. So yesterday, I have tafsir. So after Asr, I read Asr in the Khanka, then I reached there, then I read Maghrib there, then the Dars, and I came back. Before Isha was back. So before, then Brother Sufyan, the one from India, they took me there. Jami Masjid, then we have tafsir Tuesday nights. And then after we have Q&A, everybody I give them chance. Even in my class, I used to tell all of them, you'll all get a chance to ask your question. But half don't ask anyway. So this one youngster asked a nice question. So the other brother told me, they come from Soweto, eh? Some of them, yeah. So mashallah, Allah reward them for the tafsir Tuesday nights in Jami Masjid. So they say that this brother, he just embraced Islam recently, like, you know, 1, 2, 3 weeks ago, he embraced Islam, less than a month. So he picked up his hand and said, yes, I want to ask you, how many women a Muslim man can get married to, you see? So I told him Surah 4, verse number 3, and I said that, but there are two conditions. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. If you can't do justice, then one wife only. Then I told him, you know the car BMW. So he said, yes. I said, BMW means be my wife. And second meaning of BMW means bring money with. So that's also the second condition. You got one wife, you got 2, 3, 4 wives, you must be able to look after them. You can't get married, Sulaiman, to 3, 4 wives, and then you go look for collection everywhere. So you must remember this. It's just an example, I'm saying. You don't have any wives, so you don't have to worry. So you must, but that's not the story I want to tell you. Then you know me, I must put my 5 cent worth. So I told him, you see, brother, for you, because now he's interested, he's looking at me and he's laughing and all. I said, for you, Allah put in my head that the best place for you to go is Cape Town, you see. So there the mahar also is cheap, and you'll get many cook sisters. You see that? So there you'll get many cook sisters, yeah. So inshallah, then I asked him, you understood? He said, yes, understood. So I said, that will solve all the problems, but your kajwama pesa voito, provided you got money in your pocket. You see that? Then you can do all these kind of things here. So you know, remember, so Sulaiman, for you, we announced 100 times now, nothing cooking, so I think you have to get to Cape Town, and you bring one cook sister from there. So that's the best solution I can give you.
Inshallah. Mufti Sahib, if a person doesn't have money, isn't it when you get married, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases your sustenance?
Yeah, so you must tie your camel also, you understand? Not you bring your wife there and say, in Dalum, Newcastle, these ladies, they should get married. Then they come. They all knew my weakness, you know. If they ask me in class and all that, I'll shout them and that. They don't ask them. They come at my house and then they'll start crying and all. So I remember this one incident till today vividly. This guy came to my house. So I asked him, what's wrong? He said, no, you know I'm married. No, man, we don't even have milk for my child and baby, man. Please, man, help us out. He started crying, then even I'm half crying. The way they will act also. Sometimes they might be speaking true, but half the time they're acting, you know. So they just take 100 rand, 50 rand, 200, go take the money and go. You understood? So they knew if they come to the house, then definitely they'll get something out there, you see. So that's not Islam, that. So you must tie your camel also. See Hadith. Fatima binti Qais, she was divorced. You understood? So you must remember, she came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, that now my iddat, everything is finished, I got two proposals. You see, one proposal I got from Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu. And second, I got from Abu Jaham. You see that, Abu Jaham. So that, not Jahal, Abu Jaham. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you can't get married to them. You see? Say, Subhanallah, but I mean, what's wrong? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Jaham, he uses the stick too much, meaning he'll hit you or something. And Abu Muawiyah was sa'aluk, so he's very poor. You see? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, get married to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and a lot of money will come. And for real, Muawiyah became the Khalifa then, and he was millionaire, multi-millionaire and so forth, you understood? So understand these points here, that you don't look at one verse and one ayat and that just teacher and all that. No. So Quran does say that إِيَّكُونُ فُقَرَىٰ then يُغْنِيمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. When you get married and you are poor, then Allah Ta'ala will enrich you. But today's time, our women's demands are too many. Who will give? I'm asking you, who will give their daughter? And you don't know where your son-in-law is going to live. Who will get married today, give his daughter, you don't have a stove, you don't have a fridge, you don't have a microwave, you don't have a washing machine. Who will give? You'll give, Mahazai. Be honest. Huh?
No.
I mean, let us be honest. You see, that's why my father-in-law, mother-in-law, sometime when I think, I say, Allah, give them Jannatul Firdaus. They didn't know me, really speaking, or our family. But they just heard, they said, teacher. I told them straight, see, I'm getting married and I'm going overseas. We don't have house, we don't have nothing. And then she stayed there, no stove, no fridge, no microwave, no nothing. We heard that Shamim Bhai, another crook also. I asked him, how much kiraya? He said, 600 rupees, you see. So I told him, O Pani Bhatti ke saath, he said, main bahut bada engineer hu. You know all these illegal connections they do nowadays. So there, he said, maine tar khinch diya yaha se waha tak jo hai koi aapko pareshan nahi karega. I never even knew what this illegal call. I said, bhai Shami, main Maulvi hu and I'm studying here Quran, Hadith and they see, I'm giving you 600 rupees, it's your rental, water, lights, everything. He said, bahut acha. What he has to worry, you understand? Nani ka fatia, he made some gold, I don't even know what he did, but he told me himself, you understood? And he just come every month, take his money and... So there they use gas, you see, they call sweet gas. He said, nene me gas launga, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. So then after 3 months only, he brought the gas and all that, you know, one plate. So now you're wondering how my wife used to cook. She used to cook in a Primus. You know the Primus?
No.
The Primus we used to sell in our shop. Primus is that small thing there, you put paraffin inside and you pump like that, you see? You saw it? And this type of things. You see, we grew up in a location, in a township. So all these things we know and all that. So that, I had to go buy all these kind of things, you see. So like that it is. See, Allah give us today, Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. So it's not in the Quran that Allah tell you immediately, you're going to become millionaire and that over time, inshallah. Abdullah ibn Masud, faqih hadhihi al-ummah, used to say, iltamisul ghina fin nikah. Iltamisul ghina fin nikah. Where you will find this fatwa of his? In Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur. So you must look there, inshallah you will find it there. That search for richness, wealth in getting married. You see that? But that is now, doesn't know where it says immediately you'll get married. Immediately you'll get rich. It means over time, inshallah, you must, so both parties have to make, you know, play their part and so forth and so on. So that is how it means, not what we mean. We take, you see, the Khawarij, they told Sayyidina Ali, you wrong. That all this business you're doing off, you understand, hakam and arbitrating is all wrong. They told him, Allah forbid. So then he asked them, what must we do? They said, in al hukmu illa lillah. So we must use the law of Allah. So he said, this is also the law of Allah. Quran says, wa in khiftum shiqaqa baynihima fab'athu hakama min ahliha. Is Quran that also? So bring in arbitrators and so. They don't want to listen. So, you know, Imam Sayyidina Ali radiallahu was a genius, you know. So he said, what ayat you are quoting, kalimatu haqqin. But the interpretation, meaning you're taking, that's 100% wrong. Kalimatu haqqin wa iradatul batil. You see? You take all the wrong connotation, interpretation and meaning. Today the Ummah is doing that. That they will quote the Quran, quote the Sunnah, but not the quoting Quran, Sunnah. Before that, they got their own ideology, own philosophy, own theory, own, you understand, this idea and concept. Now they want to use the Quran or use the Sunnah, make their idea and their concept the primary and make the Quran and Sunnah secondary. You go kafir if you do all this kind of thing. Quran is saying so. يُدِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهَدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Through this Quran, many people will go astray. And through this Quran, many people will get hidayat. Now, if you look at it, the word you use in English, it looks like a paradoxical statement. So what it means, paradoxical? It means you look at it superficially, it means like it's contradictory. It's not contradictory, it's 100% correct. If a person is talib-e-sadiq, he really wants to embrace Islam, he will suppress all his desires, everything, and say, let this, what does Quran say? What does Sunnah say? All it. And I will enter into Islam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kafa. That is yahdi bi kathira. And people who are born Muslim or they embrace Islam, but they want to take their concept, their theory, their ideology, and give that the primary position, and then they look for Quran, then they look for Sunnah to make it subservient to their idea and concept. You dillu bi kathira, you go astray. You see, kalimatu haqqin wa iradatul batil. Wonderful statement it is if you understood it.
Mufti sahab, with regards to marriage, what's the du'as to make?
So every day we tell you, read Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. You see that? So ya Allah, that let us, you understood, hablana, grant us such spouses, such children, and so forth, that the coolness of the eyes. I paused there for a moment if you picked it up. You know, Allah puts 101 ideas. You get many people who complete the Quran Sharif every month, you see, Islamic month. So now, today is Wednesday, and you're completing your Quran. So complete your Quran today after Zuhr. Then your hubby, your children, whoever is there, come on, all of you. We make dua together. You see, who will ask you dalil? Anas bin Malik radiallahu an, when he should complete the Quran Sharif, jama'a ahlahu wa uladahu and everybody. He had wives, he had children, he had grandchildren, that over 100. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make dua for him. And we should make collective dua. Allama Nawawi mentioned in Arba'in. You see that? So now you, husband, wife, when last you made dua together? We married 10 years, 20 years, not once we made dua together. So what's wrong with us? You see Hafiz Nurbai, you met Hafiz Nurbai? Never. No. Met Hafiz Nurbai? Imam of Nur Islam that time. That time Nur Islam used to spell out Nur. Now they spell out Zulumat, you understand? So you must remember that. So I used to come from Newcastle and make sure I read the Namaz behind him. And knew him from those days. He was a Springo Beach Imam. You don't understood? Same as remember. So anyway, from there, then he came here to Lens and all that. So master reader he was. One of the best in South Africa. People like, don't like their business. My opinion, he is the best, you can say. So I used to call him Kari Nurbai. You see that? So one day he phoned me. He's crying. So, you know, Kari Nurbai, colorful person, you know. Sometimes he'll speak Arabic with you, sometimes Urdu, sometimes Gujarati, sometimes English. It just depends which mood he is in, you know, like that. And fluent, all that, yeah. So, you see, even today, tabiat hari ni malay, and I'm sick, you know. And every Friday is to complete Quran. And he don't read Quran like me and you. He read with tajweed, tartil, all that. Like slowly, you see. So, you must remember all. So I told him, see, Qari sahab, bimar ho, you does this. Just read Qul Huwallah 3 times. And innaha lata'dilu thuluth al-Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala will give you ajr of the whole Qur'an. I said, shibat, you see. So you must remember, every week is to finish. So I just, Allah put that thought now. Many of you, you're going to complete the Qur'an or try to complete the Qur'an. You got 1 juz, 2 juz, 3 juz, 4 juz, you see. Today is a wonderful opportunity occasion. Complete your Quran now between Zohar and Asr anytime. And then whoever is there in your family, make collective dua. You, Damat wa Barakatuhu Suleiman. So you complete your Quran, then it's you and your mother and that, so you make dua. But next week we'll organize you somebody from Cape Town, you see that? So these type of things there. So that is what we must understand. Moka e shanasi, mardam shanasi. The occasion, opportunities Allah give us, we must use it to the maximum. You must remember this type of things there. You say you want to get married, you want a happy marriage. When last you read the Asma'ullah al-Husna? Allah commands us, chapter 7, verse 180. So we must make that part of our ma'amul. Daily we must read. Safaran wa hadara. Whether we are at home or whether we are traveling and so forth. Then there you will find what you see. In a Muslim woman, we started something. Allah reward the sisters also, you know. So they said, speak of Asma'ullah al-Husna. So this next month is November, right? So the November one will go. Then I'm prepared for the next one already. So now it is what? Al-Bari'u, Al-Musawwiru. You see? So that, like that. So that those qualities there. So what is the meaning of Al-Bari'u? Al-Musawwiru, Al-Ghaffaru. So now we write everything there, that when you read it, you must know what are the benefits, what are the meaning, and so forth and so on, like that.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio,
empowering the Ummah.